It's not season ending, contrary to the reports you hear, much like the Kyle Long reports you heard before. But he did not participate today, and it's a shoulder injury.
Is there a minimum amount of time you're expecting to miss?
You know, in my experience with Jay, he doesn't. You know, he's a tough son of a gun, so he doesn't go typical of the lengths people put into it as far as weeks and whatnot. Right now he's day-to-day.
Do you know when it occurred in the game Sunday?
I couldn't tell you. You know, he finished the game. I think everybody saw that. So, that's encouraging. Well, like I mentioned Monday, I think it's a huge advantage, you know, regardless of the position. You know, I think guys got to be ready. They're pros. You go into the game as a backup, you're one play away from being the starter. The issue with that is you didn't have all the reps as the starter all week. So the preparation standpoint, it should be a huge advantage for Matt this time around. And he would be the guy if Jay couldn't go. That was the reasoning for signing David Fales, a guy familiar with our offense. So if Jay doesn't go or not able to go, then we would have an active backup. Well, I mean, you know, these guys are on the team for a reason. You know, Matt's been in big spots. He won't blink. You know, he didn't blink with, not being very experienced with us even in Lambeau. So, it's not going to be too big for him. He's been in big games. He understands, what it is to be a good teammate. He'll do everything he can to be as prepared as he can if he, in fact, becomes a starting quarterback.